Connected to CMN Network.
R-U-H.
Hey,
what? What's up, Lance? How you doing this morning?
Not too bad. I got a 7:30 meeting with the French, so got to head in early today.
I was going to say, you're not usually on the road at this time. I guess it takes the French to get you out, huh?
Yeah, luckily, it's normally a 7 o'clock meeting, so we got to push back a half hour.
Well, that's good. It's better than, definitely better than a 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I usually just take it in the car on the drive, but, this one's the one where you want to be at a screen for, so... Pick and choose them.
Definitely. There's definitely meetings that need your attention. You have to sit in front of a computer, and other ones that you can be doing whatever you want.
Yeah, most of the time it's kind of topics that kind of roundabout affect us. This one's one that... working directly with the people, so kind of got to be there and at the screen and actually see what they're looking at.
That's cool. What line of business are you in over there? Are you engineering or design?
I'm engineering. I work in the body team and so the other engineers design the sheet metal, and I design how they get welded together. So I'm going through the CAD and drawing X's everywhere they need to put a spot weld, and laying out all the adhesives and any MIG welding they need to do. So we're in charge of putting it all together. Well, everybody else is in charge of just making the parts.
Well, that's interesting. I guess it makes sense it needs to happen, but you never think about how it happens.
Yeah, that's the different thing with how we do it in our French overlords. I mean, they just kind of say, hey, manufacturing, go put these two together. And we actually say, hey, manufacturing, put these welds here.
Yeah, I could imagine there'd be a break in communication in some capacity between France and here and between management and what you do.
Yeah, eventually it'll kind of, hopefully we'll get kind of like standardized a little bit, but I don't know, we never really did that when we merged with the Italians, so it's kind of one of those things that just, we do it our way, you do your way, and we'll share the money when we're done.
Yeah, maybe they'll get it standardized around the time that you retire.
Yeah, I know at the, we merged with the Fiat, the whole big thing was to, we harmonized all of our specs, and all they did was they took their spec and our spec and embedded them into a PDF, so you go to the one spec to go to the one that you want and actually go to. We called them the agree to disagree specs, because it was just, they couldn't come up with a solution, so they just put both specs in one document and called it harmonized.
Got to do anything you can for good PR, you know.
Well, I just get anything you can to get up the crap list.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, I'm going to check out for a minute here. I'm going to stop and get gas, and I'll be back. But Sean and Dakota should be on any time now.
Alright,
K8, are you in?
All filled up.
Yep. I usually like to fill up on Monday or Tuesday, and then again Thursday or Friday, just so that I'm never putting too much gas in my car. I hate seeing those big numbers on the pump.
Well, I have to do that just because I'm using it all. The joys of living.
Yeah, I mean, I go through it. I drive about 25 miles each way, 4 days a week, and then the weekend. So I go through it, that's for sure.
Yeah, yes, I'm for sure. One week into the month, and I already gone through over half of my what I budgeted for gas for the month. Jeez, I gotta find somewhere to get some more money.
You can start selling feed picks.
You know, when they told me I was gassy, that I had a lot of gas, I didn't realize what a valuable dude I'd be.
Yeah, if only the cars ran on that kind.
Wouldn't that be something? Morning, Sean.
Well, I think you could power something off of it if you had enough of it. Right? Methane? Methane, Mr. Methane.
Yeah, the trick is capturing it. I don't know if it blew over, if they took them down, there's a bunch of signs laying on the ground from the construction zone here.
I would imagine they blew down. And Sean, by that reference, I'm guessing you were a Drew and Mike listener over the years?
Oh yeah, was that where I thought he started with Stern? I didn't listen to Stern a lot, but I know Drew and Mike were connected to Stern for a while. But yeah, I used to listen to Drew and Mike. Drew and Mike was the local guys, right? Who was the ones that were tied with Stern? Opie and Anthony, that's it.
Yeah, I used to do a little bit of Drew and Mike. Before that, we used to do Ted Newton. He was on the Bear.
Yeah, I was a diehard Drew and Mike listener. I listened every day, and got a little bit of Opie and Anthony when you could do podcast like playback, so definitely later in the game with those guys. And then after Opie left, still listened to Anthony Cumia for a while, but I don't know what any of those guys are doing now. Drew has a podcast. I think Anthony Cumia still has a podcast, but I don't know.
Is anybody still doing that morning drive show thing anymore? Is that still a thing? I've not really scanned the band, and I can't now because the radio in my car died. But is that even a thing?
I'm going to go, man. Where are you doing?
All right, Lance. Hopefully we get you back in a few minutes. Sean, it's not. I think there's still on 95.5, there's still a show, a morning show that does well. But when they fired Drew and Mike, I think they brought in Dave and Chuck the Freak, and they were awful. I mean, they were bad. Bad, like, they had a laugh track behind them. It was pretty bad. So I think they killed that whole thing. And, you know, with so popular, I think people just, you know, pick their poison every morning and listen. That's what I did for years before I started talking to you guys every morning. So I think there's just that. People listen to podcasts, and there's no space for morning radio.
Yeah, it's the only... Not sure. Do I get it? Yeah, I think I do. Anyhow, that's the only thing I fear with the podcast culture is, you know, we pick and choose what we want. And with comedy, it's not a big deal, right? But with politics, it pigeonholes everybody. Everybody gets just positively reinforced with all their misconceptions and everything that they, you know, might believe is true that's not. It just gets reinforced when you just pick your sources, you know. It hasn't helped. We have a lot of people that, we have people that can sit down and just completely and totally disagree on a particular subject, even if there's clear evidence one way or the other of things, and all because of the way they're being fed news. And that's, you know, because in the past you had to sit down with the morning newspaper, you know, while you're taking your dump, and the stories you got were the stories you got. You had to make sense of it all yourself.
Absolutely. It has not helped the echo chamber effect. But, I don't know. I think the most podcasts that I listen to are comedy or topic-related. You know, they're not news. I try to avoid that stuff as much as possible because nothing good comes out of it, but I don't know. Leave a little gap back in there for Lance and see if he's back on the grid.
Speaking of grid, there he is. Good morning. Morning, guys. So, stepping over a dollar to save a nickel, I switched to AT&T yesterday just because I could get my service for, like, I don't know, $60 a month with an iPhone 17 Pro Max through this promo with my corporate account. I get a signature discount or whatever. Long story short, I haven't had a phone since 3:30 yesterday.
How are you going to survive?
It's funny, I got a new, it's just a 16, but I got an iPhone 16 on AT&T yesterday, well, FirstNet specifically, and it's not unlocked yet, though, so I got to wait till it's supposed to be unlocked right from the carrier so that I can activate my second SIM.
The best part is I can't get a hold of support to either give me a new eSIM because it's timed out. I got to wait 24 hours, and I can't get a hold of the porting center to give me a port out pin because they want to send me a text message, and I can't get text messages. So my number is just, like, in limbo. So that's fun. Go ahead, Anthony.
Well, I'll be sure to send you a bunch of text messages this morning so that when you do get it working, you'll be absolutely overwhelmed.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I'm not recognizing the voice. I thought it was Donald for a second, but the voice is not chirping with me.
W-A-B-D.
Wow. That's what I hear all the time. Didn't recognize it. Anyhow, Dakota?
NACDF. That is one I haven't heard in a long time. Wally, how you doing?
Good morning, everyone. I'm doing good. I see we're going to have another repeat of our weather pattern yesterday. So that'll be exciting. I guess it just depended where you were. Of course, as the storms head this way, they seem to lose horsepower, which is good. So I'm doing good. So, did the net last night for quite a while. We did quite a bit on Ham Boyd. That was fun. And now it's going to repeat itself again. And, Sean, we were going to just leave the repeater set up the way they were, just because it's going to repeat itself again. Just letting you know.
But when I looked at it this morning, we're back to the normal state. It's, we're connected up to MI-1. So somebody must have went in there and disconnected from Mecca and reconnected to MI-1. It wasn't me. So just make sure if you light up again, you got to go in and do the disconnect and all that good stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take care of it. Oh, I see it. All right. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. I'll swap it back later, probably early afternoon. Dakota, go ahead.
What event is the all the net tomorrow? Or no, let's say Tuesday, Jesus. 2 days from now?
No, the weather. We connect these together for the weather. The OMP, FBI, we connect them together for the weather.
Yeah, so just the... So MI-1 runs Mecca, Mycon during weather events, and so I disconnect from it, and we connect up to the 7.2 because they're usually doing, you know, they've activated for a Skywarn when Mycon's running. So I was disconnecting, they were disconnecting so that their Skywarn wasn't getting on M1, and I wasn't getting Mycon on M2, and then we connect the two together. So we got nook and cranny coverage in Macomb County for the spotters. Anthony?
That didn't go so well.
Yeah, serious network issues. That was you, Anthony. You sounded, all we heard was something that sounded like a cat getting its tail stuck on. I'll let you figure it out or next time around. Dakota?
You know, one thing that I didn't think through when I switched to Motorola stuff, I don't get the NOAA alerts, which kind of sucks because they're actually really useful, especially when I don't have TV or anything. Just, it's nice to just flip that on. So I got to grab a whole separate radio, which I don't even have one with me. That's VHF.
If you had a cell phone, you could get it on your cell phone. Oh, sorry. Too soon, John.
Well, and you're going to start hearing it here, so you should be able to hear it. Anthony, get figured out what's going on there?
Give it another try. I'm on repeater phone, so I should be just coming in via the internet. Let me know if you guys are hearing me. KERUH.
Yeah, sounds good now.
All right, cool. Just send it over. I think Dakota goes next.
Well, you're a funny guy. You know that? I don't know what I'm going to do. I really, truly don't. I don't know who to call. I don't know who to yell at. I kind of just don't care at this point. If you reach me on my email or my radio, just pretty much told my wife this morning, I'm like, see, this is when you need radio. You just have one in your truck and I can talk to you. She didn't think it was very appealing, so. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to figure that out. They don't, nothing opens till 9 a.m., so. Since 3:30 yesterday till 9 a.m. this morning, no phone, which is not good when I'm technically on call 24/7 for a large corporation.
Yeah, Marion's anti-radio. Sean's wife is anti-radio. Phil's wife is anti-radio. I told them, you know, we have our radio club. They could start their anti-radio club. It's kind of funny. I had to even set up Alexa to tell it to turn the radios off. So in case I walk out the house and they're talking, I didn't want her touching anything, so she just says, Alexa, turn off Wally's radios, and it turns off in my entire office. So it works out kind of cool. Sean?
That's a good idea. We could start a support group for wives of hams or husbands of hams. That's laments. We could get them all together, and then we can get them radio so they could all talk amongst themselves. Anthony?
Dakota, you should maybe think about this as like a gift, and you should just never get your phone working again, and you're just the guy that doesn't have a cell phone anymore. That could be pretty good. And, yeah, my wife is not interested in any of this radio stuff. She always asks me if I'm talking to my truck driver friends, referring to all you guys, which I think is absolutely hilarious. So, she could join up with everybody else's wives. Over to you, Dakota.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, she doesn't hate it. Like, she knows I enjoy it, and she just sees the wheels turning when I'm working on stuff. So, and she's not totally anti. She's just like, I don't want anything to do with that. But she loves POTA. Like, her and the kids will come to a park with me. So we're going to have to start doing that now that the weather's nice and wet and hot. But speaking of, I'm waiting for my spark plug antenna that hasn't shipped, and I ordered it 2 weeks ago. But I got buddies, though. They just say the same thing. They're like, you talking to your truck stop buddies? You're going to go meet up at the truck stop? And I'm like, dude, I guess, sure, if that's what you think it is, but it's the furthest thing from CB.
Yeah, we're planning on doing one Sunday. Over here in New Baltimore, we have what's called the Farmer's Market, but it's become a lot bigger and a lot more than the Farmer's Market, and we're going to set up a tent, you know, rent a space one Sunday and do ARPSC, but mostly it's going to be amateur radio awareness and see if we can't, you know, preach it up, proctor it up, you know, do some things like that. I'd like to get somebody there, you know, repeater stuff, simplex stuff, all that stuff, that's easy. That stuff's a dime a dozen. But, you know, some HF, you know, one HF table there, things of that nature, and, you know, promote it a little bit. I think we need to promote it. We need to get more people, Anthony's and Dakota's ages involved in this, you know. So the wives clubs could be bigger too, you know. I think their meeting should be on Thursday nights. Where did it go? I forget. Sean, maybe? I can't remember. Who was ever after me? WAB.
Yuppers. Well, it's not a bad idea. A lot of people, I think, are interested, but they just don't, you know, they know of it, but they don't have any direct contact. So give them a place to come inquire, tell them how easy it is to get in. I mean, a little effort. It's not free, but, not a bad idea. Oh, man. And there's been a couple of times where my wife's been listening and she says, you know, tell them this, tell them that. I'm like, why don't you get on it, you know? She almost did a couple of times over the years. And said, get your license, you know? So I'm almost glad she hasn't. That would be dangerous. Anthony?
Yeah, can you think about the equipment you have to buy if your wife got involved? That'd be terrible. All the equipment we buy, and then you have a second person in your household that wants to buy equipment. Dakota, go ahead.
That's exactly where my mind went, because my wife likes deer hunting, and anytime she comes with me, she wants to shoot the deer, or if we go groundhog hunting, she wants to shoot the groundhog, and I'm like, hold the phone. Like, I want to do this. So, yeah, it'd be the same thing with radio. I got to buy twice the gear, and then I get to spend twice the amount of time setting stuff up and making sure stuff's working right. So I'm not opposed to it, but I don't think she would ever even consider it. But I know she enjoys listening. She says she doesn't, but she's like my peanut gallery when I'm sitting at home talking to you guys. Like, I hear giggling in the background or her chiming in something. I'm like, Mike's right here. Like, why don't you, you know, same thing as you, Sean, but I'm kind of glad that she doesn't.
Marianne likes it when she hears voices that she recognizes, like Sean's and Phil's and, you know, Dave's and things like that, Lay and you. Then she doesn't mind. What'd you say? Or if we say something interesting, she likes it then. But, you know, if it's you're talking to somebody, like, far away or somebody new or somebody she doesn't know, she goes, oh, what? Why do you like that? You know, it's like, okay, it's fine. But, you know, so we try to do little dinner engagements with, you know, all sorts of members so she gets to know the wives. They can compare notes. And then when, you know, she recognizes voices, like Sean's, she's got that down pat. She'll just, you know, Sean's looking for you, that type of thing. So that works out kind of nice. Sean?
Yeah, it's getting to know everybody. I recognize everybody. It's funny I didn't recognize you this morning. You sound like, something sounds a little odd. You sound fine. You're clear and intelligible and all that stuff, but something about your phone app is, you know, giving you... You know, as soon as you start talking, I get the cadence. I could, yeah, oh, okay, that's Wally. But, you know, just with real quick words you were throwing in there, like, I wasn't sure it was you. So, speaking of that, I went to load repeater phone on my new iPhone, and, you know, it wanted a credit card and all that, which is fine, but I haven't got my real account set up on that phone yet. And, I figured, well, I'm going to wait until I get my main line working on that phone before I start loading it up with apps, but I'm looking forward to trying that repeater phone, I think, which is what Anthony's on. Anthony?
That is exactly what I'm on. Yeah, I think, you know, with nothing else compared to, I think it works really well, other than the first transmission I had and you guys didn't understand me, but I think that was a network issue on my end. I was going back and forth between Wi-Fi and cell service. So yeah, I think it works great and it's a good tool to have. I don't know why anybody that has an All-Star node wouldn't have this loaded on their phone, because you can just get in wherever you want, whenever you want, even if you don't have a radio. So it's pretty cool. Over to you, Dakota.
It is very handy. I used it during the set. My wife wanted to run at a Home Depot. I'm like, oh crap, all right. I need to listen to figure out where I'm getting dispatched to or whatever. So I just flipped that on real quick, ran into Home Depot, and was able to hear everything and then jump back on the radio when I got in the truck. So it has its perks, that's for sure. And, yeah, Wally, my wife knows Sean's voice, too. It's funny because I think it was this past weekend, Sean, you were testing something. And I think you ker-chunked, and she was listening, and she knows how much it annoys me when people ker-chunk. And she goes, radio's hard. And then she heard you say one, testing one, two, three. She goes, oh, that's Sean. He's allowed to do that.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of one, two, and lately, which is good. He's rebuilding our hub, our connectivity and things like this. On repeater phone, what I like about it versus the ground wire, especially in the mobile phone, is that you don't have to hit the *99, the pound, *99, the pound. You don't, you know, you can just grab the phone in your hand. You don't even have to look at it. So if you're driving, it makes it a lot easier too. Sean, whatever that app is, I can't remember. It's worth the money. WHBD.
Yeah, I think it was like $7.99, it said, and I got no problem with that. I'll pay for it, but they sent me this new iPhone. It's just an iPhone 16, so nothing exotic, but it's an iPhone 16, and it has AT&T FirstNet activated on SIM 1, so it was supposed to come unlocked so that I could put my regular T-Mobile account on SIM 2, and, you know, then I could carry it, you know, because I'm not going to carry three phones, I'm sorry. And the number they gave me for AT&T is like, oh, my God. It's the worst possible number. And I'm real picky about my numbers. So I don't know if I can port one of my other numbers over. I've got a VoIP MS number. And I've got a Google Voice number. But I don't necessarily want to lose those. So, but anywho, I'm pulling up here to the Starbucks to get my morning fix. I got to do a little bit of work on the system today. I got to get the broadcast Wi-Fi running. I worked on that a little bit last night, and That's almost good to go. So we are very fast approaching the complete transition. I'm feeling pretty good about Yeah, I'll get the words out. No problem. Just work with me. We'll get the thing up and running pretty much 100% here shortly. Anthony?
All right, Sean. Get, enjoy your coffee. I'm going to check out here, guys. I'm sitting at the desk. I got to get to work. So this is K-A-R-U-H, and I will talk to you gentlemen maybe this afternoon.
Later, Anthony. Sean, I don't know if you're going to be in for a fight or not, but AT&T doesn't unlock the devices unless they're completely paid off, including, like, if, say you got it for free, right? Well, it's free with device credits on each bill. So I went through that with them, too. They're like, because I wanted to have a Verizon and an AT&T SIM, and that's ultimately why I ended up with a Google Voice line, because I couldn't put two different carriers on one phone. So hopefully they do that for you, but, yeah, I'm going to hang out until about 9 and then see if I can get my AT&T phone working, and if it doesn't work, then I'm going to just switch to T-Mobile again and pretend this never happened and go throw the phone at the guy at the store. All right, I'm back into my spot. I'll catch you guys later. NADBS.
I will say, is Ace, take care. To call it real quick, your phone number is still the same, correct? I mean, you do get this fixed.
Yeah, it's not going to change. I just need it to work again.
Very good. Okay. Appreciate it. So, you have a good one. We're going to see you Thursday night, I believe.
Yes, sir. I will be there. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I've got, you know, they're doing this for other reasons with me. They're getting me this, you know, because we do a lot of business with them, and they want me to evaluate the network and stuff. I told Michael I'm not carrying three phones, and they said, well, we'll get it unlocked. So they've got some big corporate guy that's going to make an exception for me, I guess, at least so I'm told. Otherwise, I'm going to tell them, take it back. I'm not going to carry this.
Yeah, it would drive me crazy to carry two phones. The guys at work carry two phones, personal phone and a work phone. They give the customers and the clients all the one phone number and the other one, it's kind of a pain in the butt. So I'm with you. Why would you want to do that? I don't blame you one bit.
Well, it's, hold on. The barista came to the window. I had to drop the mic there. But, yeah, I carry two, but That's and that I've gotten used to doing that. You know, I've got two hip pockets, and I carry one in each. But I'm not carrying a third. I don't have three hip pockets.
Yeah, well, you're in the same position that some of our staff is in. You've got you know, one that everybody calls for work, and you got another one that everybody calls for, you know, your personal life. So. I get that, you know, but for me, it's kind of weird, but I think when I retire, I might just get a different phone number and give this one to the office, because this one, I mean, like, I'm surprised there must not have been too many power outages last night, because my phone hasn't been ringing, but usually when we have storms the night before, my phone is inundated with phone calls of compressors that don't start, so, and this morning it's better knock on something. This morning it's been pretty quiet, but yeah, when I finally do say I'm done, I'm going to have to give up my phone number.
I know Dakota said he arrived. Did Anthony check out?
He did. He was at work.
All right. Yeah, I knew he got to work. I just wasn't sure if he was going to play repeater phone for a bit. So we'll see. I know they don't like to unlock the brand new phones, but it was a condition that I made very clear with the rep when we were talking about doing this. So by the way, the FirstNet thing is set up, but they're going to make everybody underneath my office. And like I can get somebody from Brandon's office on the account to approve people. So what will happen is you know, one of the ARPSIC guys will go in there, and they'll give a code, you know, the affiliation code, and then they'll be available to get hooked up with the first mat. But the guy told me that he couldn't get it for the organization directly, but the organization is cleared as long as they have to be approved through my office. So not the perfect world that I was hoping for, but you know, we do have first mat privileges.
Okay, that's nice. I'll be with Dave here in a couple hours. After that, I'll give you a call if you're not busy. We can get the details and find out, you know, the ins and the outs and the scope of it as well.
Yeah, I'd have brought it up offline with you guys directly, you know, we're talking about it right now, so it just came up. But, I'm still holding out hope that maybe I can find the right person that can make it a separate entity thing. But the guy that I've been working with has been, I don't even know if he knows all the ins and outs. And in fact, the guy that's got Unlock My Phone, he and I go way back. He's been with First Med since the very first days, and he and I have had all sorts of dealings over the years. So I threw down the gauntlet, and I kind of like sent an email with him CC'd in it yesterday about my phone not being unlocked, and I think I'm gonna have a conversation with him about this whole thing. If anybody can make that happen the way I envision it, it'll be him.
Yeah, the entity thing, yeah, that I need to pursue more. On multiple levels. And, we know what we're talking about. That's one thing. So I need to get rolling on that. And the AT&T thing. How's the coverage in Southeast Michigan? Is it as good as Verizon? Same? Whatever. Of course, I think they all come so far, and I think there's a lot of tower sharing. But I don't know. I've always been a Verizon guy.
As have I, and I recently switched to T-Mobile. I just figured I'd give them a try, and I've been amazed at how good they work. They almost always are better than Verizon, which shocks me because I was a old-school Verizon homie. But T-Mobile's been fantastic, at least for me, but I don't really leave the area much. You know, I don't know how they work when you get out a ways from the big city.
Yeah, years ago, it was probably about 9 years now, when we had the condo in Georgia, and I was going back and forth, the king of Southeast wireless cell phone communications was Verizon up here, but in Georgia, it was AT&T all the way. And they would actually tell you that, you know, just like, you know, those don't work so well down here. So, but I am sure that's many, many years ago, and I am positive that these guys have all, you know, churn. I think that was a word I read one time, churn. I mean, the market for people owning cell phones, there really isn't any more to be had. Everybody that can have a cell phone has a cell phone. But the including 12-year-olds, but it's the churn. Now they just fight over who's got the most market share.
Oh yeah, that's definitely it. Churn is the burn in that industry, and you know, so people just bounce around as the deals get better, you know, elsewhere. And, you know, what's really happening now is, sorry about that, I had to switch here. What's really driving that now is all these, I forget what they call them, but these resellers. And, you know, like Xfinity. I mean, Xfinity is just a reseller of Verizon. But they're putting together some pretty, you know, pretty interesting packages. I just pulled in and parked. I just switched over to my HD. I'll stay in here, but I know when I walk in the door here, it could be, I could get blasted. So if you hear me disappear in a couple of minutes, you'll know why. I'll be 8FU.
No, go ahead and disappear. I get a couple of emails I have to respond to for work and things of that nature, and we'll talk in an hour or two, and we'll go from there. And depending if, you know, the forecast, I might just do the swap-a-roo early, and we'll call it good there. So you'll know. Anything else? You know how to find me. You take care. Have a good day. Hopefully things aren't broken. And hopefully lightning didn't touch any of your towers last night. W8BD, clear up yours.
All right. Well, check back in here in a bit. W8FU.
Echo 8, Whiskey November Victor, pedestrian mobile, monitor.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Any VDZ mobile monitoring?
This is K8ATW. I didn't copy your call sign.
ATW, this is any VDZ.
How you doing this morning? It's going to be another hot one.
Yes, it looks like it is, which is better than a cold one in my book. But, you know, I like the hot weather. I hate the cold weather.
Yeah, I definitely wish it was like 60, 70 degrees today, not 90.
Oh, is it going to be 90? Is that what it's... I haven't even looked at the forecast. I just went out and noticed at 8:30 in the morning, it's pretty warm already. It's 90. That's getting up there. You're right. That's pretty hot.
Yeah, I think I've seen them saying that the airport got 90 degrees yesterday. And they're expecting it again today. I think the record's 91, either today or tomorrow, so... Yeah, it needs to cool down quick.
I see. Well, yeah, that's getting up there even for me. I'm usually pretty comfortable all the way through the 80s, but yeah, when it hits 90, that's when I start going, okay, now it's hot.
Yeah, I work for a delivery company, so... It's not fun in this weather.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah, a job like that, yeah, I'll bet. You know, my whole career I was in controlled environments indoors. And, you know, now that I'm retired, I control where I where I go. So, yeah, I'm in the air-conditioned car right now, for instance, so... in a little while, I'm going to go cut the grass and get out there before it gets too hot now.
Yeah, these are the days you need to do the grass early, that's for sure. Don't need to be baking in that sun.
True, true. NHVDZ, just keeping it legal. Back to you.
Yeah, I'll let you go, and hopefully enjoy my ride here in the works. K8ATW, clear, 73.
All right, 73, and I'm just pulling into my location now, so great timing. Good talking to you. Have a great morning, and I hope the heat doesn't get you too much. This is NATDZ. I'll be clear.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Thursdays, I'm usually doing west side out of district, as we call it, work. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday is our normal in district, unless something happens and we need to go out. Like yesterday, I was in went to Cadillac, and then I went to Grand Blanc. So
what's broken today? Anything? Is it going to be like fun or a pain in the butt or what?
We have two recorders with a connection issue. They're working, and also they stopped working, and one's got a license issue, so we don't know what went wrong with it. We got to do a reboot, hopefully get it back online. For some reason, I said it lost its video license, so it won't stay connected. Could just be a simple reboot, but we'll find out when we get there.
Yeah, I guess you will. Doesn't sound like it's going to be too horrible, though. Not like what the poor AT&T guys had to go through yesterday here by my house. They got a bunch of lines that run through one of the trees in my front yard, and the squirrels decided to make snacks out of the fiber.
Is this in your neighborhood that the squirrels decide to chew on things?
Yeah, they do. But, I mean, you have to actually see it to really understand it, but the tree that's in front of my house is basically directly under the, or in the right-of-way for the power lines and the poles and all that stuff like that. It's just the way they built the neighborhood. And Edison, of course, cut the middle third out of the tree to keep it from hitting the power lines, which, you know, I understand. They did what they could to and not kill the tree and stuff like that. But, you know, the squirrels like playing in it and things like that, and well, all the old phone lines and the new cable lines and the new fiber and all that stuff hang much lower than the power lines, and they're a lot closer to the tree branches. And so, like I said, the squirrels made snacks out of the fiber line.
Oh, that sounds like fun. You're at, what, 16 in Gratiot or something like that? No, wait, you're downtown Mount Clemens, aren't you?
Nah, I'm a couple, 3 miles south of that. I'm almost like, I did this measure once. It was like 2.5-3 miles from my house straight to the repeaters. Yeah, so basically I'm south of Mount Clemens in Clinton Township. Metro Parkway and Gratiot is a good intersection to use. It's one of four that are close enough to my house to work.
Gotcha. Okay, be right back.
Connected to CMN Network.
NHCAF.
I'll probably lose you here in a second. KKKK.
Yeah, you got a call from Mother Nature, and my age, when you get one of those, you don't put her on hold.
Yeah, I'm at the end of the Durant stream. I'm over the next one for Lansing. I'll be back in a mile. 73KCQ.
All right, copy that. 73, NHCAF, clear and monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Testing WAFU, testing Tuesday, May 19th, 11:19 a.m. Test 1, 2, 3.
Coming through. Heard you pretty good. A little scratchiness here and there, who knows why. But I heard you good there, Sean. NHCAF.
Answered on the UMP, but I'm not connected right now. Anyhow, my hands are full. I'm doing some system work up on the up at the computer, so I did hear you though. WAW.
Yeah, copy that. I just wanted you to know your test was definitely a success. And ACAF.
Yo,
John,
yeah, Foxtrot.
Okay, let's try this again. This is WAFU, and I am testing on Tuesday, May 19th at 11:28 a.m. WAFU testing.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
W8RCY, did you request Mount Clemens GMRS or Detroit? Mount Clemens GMRS, I just need to verify that it's working before I leave. Man, whoever came in with that last audio, get that under control. It's horrible. Okay, I hear somebody testing, but you got to give me a minute to get over there.
The GMRX Mount Clemens repeater is working.
Okie doke.
You
catch the call sign for that other guy? Not sure. Hey, Walter, are you listening? Wally. Well, I need him to check a repeater, and he's the only person on Earth I know that can actually test this repeater.
Sean, I can relay for you on the other radio if you'd like.
Yeah, tell him to check the P25 Mount Clemens, the 900 machine again. It might be up and running. Not sure.
Copy. Stand by. NAWRO.
Mike Yankee November, briefly mobile and monitoring.
Of the GRMRS machine. I gotta redo the hub and take that back up there. The only reason I got that on there is just to kill the thing. That's the only thing I do with it. Kill it. And honestly, I got it on a receptacle now that I can switch, so I can still kill it. So, anywho, that's that. So, more, but I found other problems as well, so. Yeah, I got what I wanted to get done done. There's more to do still. It just never ends.
All very good. Okay. Well, we appreciate everything, and maybe we'll get to put it to good use this afternoon. We shall see.
I hope not, but I get it, right? Now I got to go find lunch, and then I got to bug out a little early because I got to go by Digicom, go see Phil and Deb and the crew.
Oh, very good. He threw his call out on P25. I tried to get back to him, but he didn't respond back, so I don't know if he was working on his project or if he was looking for somebody, but he set his call. And I responded back, he didn't answer, so maybe he's working on his new project.
I did not hear you.
Oh, there he is. I got to step out. My name is Bill, WABD.
All righty. And I doubt Phil got any progress on his job because that's why I got to see him today. He can make progress. Phil, did you get my text? That's pretty much all you need, the cable, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I can't do anything until I straighten out that head issue. But, yeah, that's I'm dead in the water until I get that. I did order another one, but it's not going to be here maybe until Monday.
Yeah, I'll get you the cable, and I'm going to see if I can get you a cable to connect those two trunks together is strictly on a loaner. I'll pull it out of a something we've got, like, sitting waiting for installation, you know, so it'll be a loaner proof of concept kind of a thing. And that way you'll have everything you need to kind of check it out.
Yeah, that's good too. I just ordered one of those. The 1.5 meter, or four, is it a meter or feet? 1.5 feet long. The shorter one, not the C one, but the short one. And with shipping and everything, it's like $40. So it's the best deal I could find.
Yeah, I would imagine that little shorty's not real common. You know, if you don't care about the long one and you can coil it up somewhere, you probably find those on the surplus market. Although they're still real, you know, hot commodities, so maybe. Hard to say. But, all right, well, like I said, if I can get you one of those on a temp basis, you know, just so you can get it all ready to go, then I'm sure that'll be helpful.
Yeah, well, the longer ones are more expensive. I mean, this was the least expensive option I could find to connect the two radios together. I saw a thing on I think it was on a Facebook listing. Somebody had a 7500 with both bands, you know, in one box for about the same price I paid for this.
Right, but I think there are some advantages to the way you're doing it because you're going to have that main sub thing going on in the display, which is kind of cool. You can have both receiving. You can't do that with the other. I was thinking about buying a VHF 800 because those are real common, and then getting a UHF 6500 and stacking those. Then I'd have all three bands, and I wouldn't have... you know, I'd split, I'd have UHF exclusively, and you know, which I use almost exclusively, and then I'd have VHF and 800 over on the other side. So that's kind of the way I was thinking about going with that. Or you could just get the VHF, UHF one, and, you know, if you don't ever need 800, and yeah, you could do that too. But you would lose that, you know, simultaneous operation.
Roger. All right, so, yeah, so your plan is to get there between 4 and 4:30 a.m. I'm probably going to book out of there by right around 4:30.
I don't know why my Taco Bell code never works when I'm at the Taco Bell to get credit for a purchase. Seems like it's deliberate. Anyhow, I'm going to try to make it earlier than that, significantly earlier. If I can get there, you know, 3:30 or a little before. I don't know. We'll see. I got to see what's going on when I get back, and got a couple other things I got to do. And if I can bug out a little early and get there 3:30, that would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be. Sounds good. All right, I'm about 5 minutes out from the office, so. Nice day. Man, it's humid. It's going to get down to 65 tomorrow. Well, you know, 20-degree drop. That's such craziness. All right, so sounds like you're having some tacos. It's Tuesday. You gotta have tacos on Tuesday.
Hold on, ordering.
Have you ever hit their bowl? Whatever they call it.
Luxurious.
Pretty good.
Dining Taco Bell. So last night, like I said, I was gonna get there early. You said, oh, that's good, and then I didn't catch much after that because I was ordering.
Yeah, nothing particular. What'd you order? Did you get Taco Tuesdays?
Yeah, I should have went back there and got Taco Tuesday, but nah, I just want to be quick. So, they got a Lux box, just a taco and a something else, and a drink for $5. So I said, okay, that's my lunch.
Wow, that's a deal. They are the masters of taking the same ingredients and mixing them and putting together some 60 different ways. But, yeah, you know, I like their, they have that bowl, you know, it's got all kinds of good stuff in it. You ever had that?
Oh, yeah. No, believe it or not, there are several things you can get here that are probably better for you than 90% of the fast food out there. Like a bean burrito, I mean, you know, you got to be reasonable, right? You know, if you eat, you know, 10 tacos or 3 burritos, you know, that's going to be a lot of calories. But, you know, a single bean burrito is enough to get you through to dinner. I'll do that every now and then. And it's got about your daily recommended amount of fiber. And, you know, it doesn't have a lot of carbs. And they are pretty satisfying. They sit pretty well in the gut. So I find that bean burrito to just be a little go-to of mine, if you like them. You know, it's a good go-to to get you through if you just want to. Like right now, it's a little late for me for lunch, and I don't want to blow dinner, so I'm trying to go a little lighter.
Yeah, I mean, they're even vegan friendly. I know. My daughter taught me that. But I usually substitute the refried beans for black beans if you want to even get healthier.
Oh, yeah, it's all about the black beans. No, I don't do that in a straight-up bean burrito. I suppose I should try it, but I don't know if they would. Refried beans, black beans are a different class. I think the black beans are a little bit pricier. I don't know. Would they give you a straight-up bean burrito with black beans instead of refried?
Yeah, you can substitute on any of their dishes. You can substitute the refried for black beans, and then no upcharge. All right, I'm just pulling into work. Catch later. KPI.
All right, I'm trying to grab my food here. I'll see you in a bit. W8FU. W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
K8PR, W8FP.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KVSWR.
Hello, Radio 1-2.
Can you hear me now?
N8WRO with an announcement for KFBI. We'll be disconnecting from Central Michigan. We have a Skywarn net coming up, joining up with the Mecca. N8WRO, clear. N8WRO, test, test. N8WRO, clear. We're linked. N8WRO, W8FU. No, we're still open right now.
Okay, so usual tomfoolery until Jeff announces the nets and conditions, something or other.
KE8WUO from N8WRO. Signal check. Oh, copy, John. 1, 2, 3.
N8WRO. This is N8CAF. I read you 5x9. Good signal.
KEAWUO, N8WRO on FBI. 1, 2, 3, 4.
N8WRO, UACOX, copy you on 6.
W8VOX, I got you in there, but rough signal, but readable. N8WRO, thanks.
N8WRO, N8WRO, W8VOX, hard copy.
W8VOX, N8WRO, a little better on the signal, again readable, how copy me?
I copy you, 504x5, I'm down at 16 and Livernois heading back to the township.
Okay, John, copy your last, we're still no net yet, we're going to wait, open up it a little bit. N8WRO, clear for now. We'll be monitoring.
Yeah, sure, the open broadcast for PTX, so be clear and monitoring, WCOX.
N8WRO for WA8MAC and K8FBI. We are in standby mode. We're not taking any check-ins as of yet. We are waiting for the Skywarn net controller to start up an official net. If you have any reports, feel free to give it over the air. Technically, the air is still open, but we're going to keep traffic down low. This is N8WRO for WA8MAC, K8FBI. We are in standby mode.
N8CAF monitoring.
WCAD Macomb County Skywarn, National Weather Service, Detroit Pontiac. At 2:57, it's issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County until 4 p.m. At 2:57, thunderstorms were located along the line extending from Romeo to near Rochester to West Bloomfield, moving east at 40. Radar indicated hazards of 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts with quarter-size sail. At this time, we will start the net, condition yellow as we are in a warning. And as we downgrade, we'll be able to start taking check-ins. So we'll get everybody. This is WAC-80, Macomb County Skywarn. Key station, go ahead and check us into MICON, condition yellow.
W-8-R-I-T.
WAC-80, Macomb County Skywarn. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County until 4 p.m. At 2:57, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Romeo to near Rochester to West Bloomfield, moving east at 40. The net is currently in condition yellow. We are not taking check-ins, but we will be taking reports. Remind you, under condition yellow, we're looking for reports of hail, giving the size, flooding over the curbs or roadway, high winds, please give it as estimated or measured speed, damaging winds over 50, wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. This is WC80, Macomb County Skywarn. WC80, Macomb County Skywarn. National Weather Service Detroit Pontiac has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County until 4 p.m. The net is in condition yellow. We're not taking check-ins, but we will take reports of high winds, giving estimated or measured speeds, flooding over the curbs or roadway, hail giving us the size, damaging winds over 50 miles per hour, wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County until 4 p.m. 2:57, severe storms were located along the line extending from Romeo to near Rochester to West Bloomfield, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Radar indicated hazards of 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. The net is currently in condition. We are not taking check-ins at this time. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn, National Weather Service Detroit Pontiac has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County until 4 p.m. The net is in condition yellow. We're not taking check-ins at this time. We will continue check-ins when the net's been downgraded by National Weather. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn, National Weather Service, Detroit Pontiac has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County until 4 p.m. At 2:57, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from Romeo to near Rochester to West Bloomfield, moving east at 45 miles an hour. Radar indicated hazards are 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. The net is currently in condition yellow. Taking check-ins, but we will take any reports of severe events. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County has been allowed to expire. The severe thunderstorm watch number 230 remains in effect until 7 p.m., including Macomb County. We will be taking check-ins, and we will take reports of gust wind arrivals, approaching thunderstorms and torrential rain with near zero visibility, including flooding over curbs, hail giving us the size, damaging winds over 50 miles an hour, wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. Any station wishing to check into the net, please call net control with your call sign slowly and phonetically and your nearest major cross street.
This is WC8E, Macomb County Skywarn. Please call now.
This is
Net Control.
Whiskey 8, Victor Oscar X-ray, 24 in Romeo Point.
Whiskey 8, Victor Oscar X-ray, 24 runway plank. Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Net Control.
Net Control, this is November 8, Victor Delta Zulu, 10 mile and Ryan.
November 8, Victor Delta Zulu. Anyone else?
Here is.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, 10 Mile Road at Mound.
WA4MLD, anyone else?
This is Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Fox Zulu, 13 in Utica.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Foxtrot Zulu. Any other stations?
Net Control, this is November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot, 16 mile in Gratiot.
November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. Any other station?
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Golf Fox, Fox Jeff, St. Clair Shores, Lebanon Harbor.
This is.
Stand by. Wait till I call. Kilo Bravo 8, Golf Fox, Trot, Fox Trot, Lebanon Harbor. Thank you, sir. Any other stations?
This is.
Oh, Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango, John, in Clinton Township, Michigan. 14 mile
and grass. CPT, I need your prefix, sir. You cut yourself off.
Yeah, it's Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. The name is Don, Delta Oscar November.
Okay, got the Kilo Charlie. Any other stations?
This is November 8, Kilo, November, Sierra, 14 and Ryan.
November 8, Kilo, November, Sierra. Thank you, sir. Any other stations?
This is. November 8, Zulu, India, Romeo Plank and Armada Center.
November 8, Zulu, India. Thank you. Anyone else?
This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, 32 mile and M19.
November 8, WRO, thank you. Any other stations?
This is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee, November Uniform, 27 in Gratiot.
Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November Uniform, thank you. Any other stations?
This is November 8, Delta Bravo Foxtrot, M59 and M53 northbound.
November 8, Delta Bravo Foxtrot, thank you. Any other stations?
This is Whiskey, Bravo, Papa, Delta, WADPD, 9 Mile, and Ryan.
WADPD, thank you. Any other station?
This is Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Sierra, 23 in the card.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Sierra. Anyone else?
This is
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray, mobile 23 in Gratiot.
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
This is November 8 Hotel Lima Yankee, 18 Mile Utica Road.
November 8 Hotel Lima Yankee, 18 in Utica. Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Net Control, this is November 8 Whiskey Charlie Bravo, 19 Mile Enchainer.
November 8 Whiskey Charlie Bravo, thank you. Any other stations? All right. Severe thunderstorm watch number 230 remains in effect till 7 p.m. from Macomb County. And that is in condition green. WCAV Macomb County Skyline.
Net control. EHLAX. On the northwest corner.
All right, I'll show that at 4:13. WCAV Macomb County Skyline. WCAV Macomb County Skywarn, National Weather Service, at 4:18 p.m. has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County. This is in effect until 5:15 p.m. At 4:15, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Sterling Heights to Warren to near Detroit, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Radar indicated hazards are 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail. The net is now in condition yellow. We will not be taking further check-ins at this time, but we will take reports of high winds giving speed estimated or measured, flooding over curbs or roadway, hail giving the size, damaging winds over 50 miles per hour, wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. This is WCAD Macomb County Skywarn. The net is in condition yellow.
88 VAS.
Station calling.
Night control, this is November 8, Victor Delta Zulu.
ZDZ.
I am reporting dime-sized hail at Mound and 10 Mile. No apparent damage to my wife's vehicle. She has this third-party report from my wife.
All right. Did you have a time on that?
I'm sorry, yes, 4:30.
All right, 4:30, dime-sized hail, 10 and Mound. Thank you, sir. WCAD Macomb County Skywarn, National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County, effective until 5:15 p.m. The net is currently in condition yellow, but we are taking reports of high winds giving speed, estimated or measured, flooding over curbs or roadways, hail reporting the size, damaging winds over 50 miles per hour, wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. This is WCAD Macomb County Skywarn.
This is KSAFKH, looking for a QSO, over.
WCAD Macomb County Skywarn, We currently have a Skywarn net in condition yellow. So we ask you to stand by. WCAV, Macomb County Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Macomb County until 5:15 p.m. The net is in condition yellow. We're not taking check-ins, but we will take reports of storm events, including high winds, giving speed or estimated or measured, flooding over the curves of roadway, hail giving the size, damaging winds over 50 miles per hour, wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. This is WCAV, Macomb County Skywarn. This is WCAV, Macomb County Skywarn. The National Weather Service has canceled the severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County. The storms that caused the warning have exited the area. The net will return to condition green and taking check-ins at 503 local, WCAV, Macomb County Skywarn.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa, 12 in Harper.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa, thanks, sir. We have you checked in.
Delta 8 Victor Alpha X-ray, check in.
Okay, the station trying to check in. I need you to call slowly and phonetically in your nearest major intersection, please.
Delta 8, Victory, Alpha, X-ray, at 15 mile and right.
Good. Kilo Delta 8?
Alpha, X-ray.
Okay, sir, you're not able to hold the repeater. Try it one more time. All I need is the prefix of your call sign.
Delta 8.
Okay, when you key up, wait a second before you start talking. The repeater is clipping off your first syllable.
Kilo Delta 8.
Kilo Delta 8, Victor Alpha X-ray. Thank you, sir.
This is November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa, 23 mile and...
The 23 in Sugarbush.
23 mile and Jefferson Avenue.
All right, November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Tim, 88JL. Just doing some errands, start with your call sign. 88JL.
WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn, the net is currently in condition green, sir. If you'd like to check in, I'd happily take your information. If not, we ask unless you have emergency or priority traffic to stand by. WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn.
Problem, 88JL, clear.
This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm watch number 230 remains in effect until 7 p.m. for Macomb County. Any stations with weather events, we are taking reports of torrential rain with near zero visibility, approaching thunderstorms, gust front arrivals, high winds giving the estimated or measured speed, flooding over the curbs or roadway, hail giving us the size, damaging winds over 50 miles per hour, wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. This is WCAV, Macomb County Skywarn. The net is in condition green.
Net control, this is Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform Hotel Golf, checking in the vicinity of Jefferson and Masonic Boulevard, Skywarn Green.
KA8UHG, thank you, sir.
Is the net still going on? KPR.
Yes, sir, it is. WCAD, Macomb County Skyline.
Thank you. Sean, if you're out there, go to the other band, KPR.
WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm watch number 230 remains in effect for Macomb County until 7 p.m. The net is in condition green and accepting check-ins. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm watch number 230 remains in effect for Macomb County until 7 p.m. The net is currently in condition green, accepting check-ins and any stray reports you may have. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. National Weather Service has cleared all watches and warnings in the county. We will close the net at 5:59. And as always, I want to thank everyone. Without your participation, the program wouldn't work. This is WCAD from Macomb County Skywarn, returning the frequency to normal amateur use.
NAWRO listening.
WADD Mobile.
KF8FGS monitoring.
This is K6MCQ, Kilowatt 6, Mike Charlie Quebec, any station copy.
Yeah, roger that. KF8GHT, do you copy? KF8FGS. KF8GHT, do you copy? KF8FGS monitoring. KF8FGS monitoring. KF8FGS Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Golf Sierra.